GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. It's terrific to have our executive chef Tim Lewis dialing in once again. He's on line three for GHRT for Food for Thoughts for Foodies this morning, Mr. Hale. I hope you have an appetite.
Always have an appetite. I'm just too much sometimes. What are we cooking?
Hey, guys. I'm glad to be on again with you guys. I know last time you were on vacation. I hope that went well for you.
Yeah, it went okay.
I'll tell you one thing, though.
I don't think the food where I was, which was in Florida, was any better than the food here. Everybody, you know, they sell me things that they tell me, like, real Maine lobster. I had a question about that.
Right.
Fish and chips. I had a lot of questions about that.
Let me ask you a question, George.
Yep.
I do not mean for this to sound snobbish. I do not. Okay?
I would never.
I'm prefacing the sarcasm filter back never. On. Hang on a second.
Sarcasm filter. Active.
Did you go out to dine when you were in Florida?
Well, because of what's going on with COVID, we didn't go out. We had takeout most of the time. Okay. 99% of the time.
Because what I'm asking is, did you, and Tim, let me ask you this. Sometimes you go out to eat. Occasionally, you go out to dine. Do you understand my difference there?
Completely understand, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so there's a difference between going out and getting fish and chips or a burger and a hot dog, or if you're going to go out and you're going to get the chicken cordon bleu with the asparagus, or you're going to have something prepared, not necessarily by a cook. You're going to have something prepared by a chef. So recently in a conversation, I learned just how scarce chefs are in our state and wanted to ask you about that, Tim.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Well, not just in our state, but across the country. Chefs, I don't know what happened to all the chefs. They went where the money is, I guess. But,
exactly.
You know, a lot of them have tried to start their own thing. You know, I obviously I'm on Indeed just to get notifications and see what comes my way. And every spring you get a couple, you know, chef jobs in your inbox. But I'll tell you, I must have at least 10 a day pop up. There's so many job positions available for head chefs, executive chefs, dining services directors, so on and so forth. But not just that, Rick, but it's the whole industry, line cooks, prep cooks, sous chefs, all of the above. It's really hard to find help, never mind good help, but just help in general.
Where did they all go?
I mean, it's a good question. I know that, like, Parker Ridge, for instance, they're hiring a sous chef. My buddy, Chef Darren Goldstein in Ellsworth, he's hiring a sous chef, two line cooks, prep cook servers. And what it is, let me back up a little bit. The restaurant industry is on fire. And I don't mean literally in flames. I mean, everybody is starting to get out. And they want to go out to eat. They haven't had a good dining experience, like you've said, in such a long time. People are wanting to get out and have fun. Outdoor seating is opening up again, so that's a big part of it. And it's just long awaited. So everybody's just kind of flocking. In the restaurant industry, we have to forecast what we're going to do. So we can see trends like prior year sales, so on and so forth, and we go on what we're going to plan for business on all that data, all those statistics, the percentages, all that. And so what Darren is predicting, he's predicting a very busy summer for his restaurant, so he wants to be staffed accordingly. But because we know that it's hard to find staff right now, we have to start now. We have to start early because, you know, all the touristy areas such as Bar Harbor, Portland, they're going to get the top notch because they pay top pay. So we have to start early. So that's what's kind of going on.
We're
going
to come back to the I don't want to, because George, I saw you typing something. Can we go somewhere?
No, I was typing about another subject.
Okay, because you just mentioned they're going to be able to offer top pay. It's like, I likened this on the phone to Tim before the conversation. It's like Southwest Airlines. Everybody wants Southwest to come and fly in and out of their airport. Well, until you have the population that's ready to support a Southwest, Southwest's not coming, okay?
Right.
You've got to have a population, and you've got to have the people that are ready to come out to support having a chef with a capital C working at a restaurant in your area. Mm-hmm. And you can understand why they're all going to, at least in this area, I'm guessing, they're all going to Boston. They're all going to New York. They're going maybe to the Portland area. Maybe they'll go to Bar Harbor.
Right.
I gotta wonder. I keep looking at Colin and Ian and saying, you know what, kids? If you're not going to do that cybersecurity job that Scott McDonald keeps talking about, maybe, just maybe, you might want to pursue a degree in culinary arts. Tim, did we just lose you on the phone?
I do believe we did. I heard the click.
He hung up. You know why? Because he just decided to go and just probably people calling him trying to get a job. I'll clear the line to get him to come back in, to dial back in. I wonder if anyone else has experienced. I've seen some text messages start to pop in, some people expressing of the situations they're having. What was it? There he is right there. Was it Fiddlehead that we saw the post? Tim, is that back? Is that you back on the line?
I am back on. Sorry, I'm not sure what happened.
No, we thought it was people calling you with job offers, jamming your phone lines. Because they know that. And you know what? Before we go to talk about Fiddlehead and Laura or what's going on at Novio's, a couple of places that are among our favorites, what's going on with the food truck business? Is that where they all went? Because that's where you went.
Yeah, I mean, it's blowing up. I didn't even, I saw the trend last year, so we decided to get what we thought was on the ground floor and get in. While it was there, and just this spring alone, because I have to call around to get my permits for the cities and towns that I'm going to be in, they're all saying, you're the ninth person today, the ninth food truck today, just in Augusta. There was four in one day, Portland, nine, and it's just a huge trend, and I've been seeing all through the winter, you know, friends on social media and stuff, they're building these food trucks, they're buying food trailers, custom food trailers. Mm-hmm. And they just see that this is where things are going and they want to get in on it. And just, I'll just tell you my example. I'm not bragging, but by example, last year obviously was a bust with COVID. We did okay, but it could have been a lot better. I also had a lot of events canceled. But this year I have over 100 food truck events booked just from now until through September. I have at least 16 private catering gigs in Bar Harbor alone. I have one wedding booked for this year. Weddings seem to be a little off still, but three more booked for 2022. And now I'm getting project graduation calls. I'm getting restaurants that aren't opening again, but they want to offer catering. So they're hiring me as a food truck to kind of like contract their catering gigs that they're having. So people are getting really, really creative, but they need that mobile kitchen unit to make a lot of this stuff happen. So, you know, just that alone tells you the business is there. You just have to be willing to go get it. And it's not an easy business to be in right now because there's a lot of picking up, packing, going, and so on and so forth.
I think it is a difficult business. There are a couple of places that I know that I like, and people's habits have changed. We're talking about the end of COVID and all of that, but I went to one of my favorite places the other day, and it was a cold day. People were standing in line. And mm-hmm. There's another, this one happens to be a food truck I noticed on Facebook. They said, we'll be back. And all of the comment section was, oh, glad you're coming back. You know, our habits have been changed. Now, I don't know if they're going to change back the other way or not, but I rather doubt it.
I think
the pendulum has swung so far one way. It's going to take a while for the pendulum to go the other way.
Well, I will tell you, too, though, just in Waterville alone, there's been three new restaurants during COVID, and all three of them are doing very well. Now, there's been restaurants that have closed, too. Remember, we talked about that when COVID started. I said only the stronger are going to survive, and there have been a lot of restaurants that have closed, but there's also other restaurants coming right behind them. saying, hey, I have a better idea, a better concept. I've been in this industry for so long, I can do this. And they're actually doing very well. I mean, Colby College is right downtown and everything, so there is the new building and whatnot, but I think, you know, there is hope. I mean, it was bleak there for a while, I'll tell you. We were all getting really nervous for the restaurant industry, but there's definitely hope. Just keep going strong and do what you do very well and keep doing it.
I'm surprised that, and I joked about it just a second ago when your phone line went dead, that we thought maybe it was calls and offers coming in over the phone, mm-hmm. like a rhinestone cowboy, Glenn Campbell, 1975. I wondered if maybe you weren't fielding a lot of personal offers, if headhunters, chef headhunters were coming after you and others.
Yeah, I mean, I have had some headhunters contact me out of the blue. And I've had a lot of restaurants in this area, too, saying, hey, we heard that your food truck shut down. What are you doing this winter? We'd love to have you come work for us. And, you know, obviously that's something that I did. And now I'm back to doing the food truck and my catering full time. But, yeah, I mean, I have a lot of friends in the industry, too. And if someone says, hey, I'm looking for a head chef, I have probably five people I can call that might be interested. So it's nice to be in the industry and have a pulse with what's going on. But, you know, I couldn't believe how many restaurants I saw that were opening this spring. It blew my mind. And I went to check them out. They were busy, packed, you know. I mean, of course, they were still doing the masking, the social distancing and whatnot. But, you know, it was good to see things alive again. It was really nice.
Well, I have talked to quite a few, some in down south and some here. The question that kept coming up when I talked to people who own restaurants, a few that I've talked to, isn't that they're not getting customers. That was the least of their worries. Mm-hmm. Can't find workers.
That's
was their
right.
biggest.
As mentioned.
I know of one, and I'm not speaking of any particular one that we talk about, told me that they would expand, they would open further than they have, but can't find anybody to do the work.
And this takes us back to the post that Laura and Mel posted from Fiddlehead, where they were delaying their opening until they could find, and I'm paraphrasing here, Tim, maybe you saw it, they needed to find the right caliber staff.
Yeah, absolutely. And you don't want to just do this halfway, you know. You
can say half-assed on our show. That we use that phrase. Yeah,
so I really wanted to, but
that's okay.
but you're right. Of their caliber is really a key word, because they don't want to sacrifice the quality they already have. I mean, they've been doing a great job, and they want to maintain that. So why do it half-assed? Why turn and burn is what I call it. You don't want to turn and burn right now. It's not get them in, get them out, because, you know, you need a future in that industry. And those customers that come to your establishment and they have that dining experience, mm-hmm. they're going to remember that and be back again and again and tell this person, tell that person. So they're doing it right. That's the best way to do it. Hold on strong.
With offers coming over the phone like a rhinestone cowboy, Tim Lewis, our executive chef, dialing in. Hey, Tim, thanks for the conversation. We'll talk to you again soon. We'll see you in the food truck, okay?
All right. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
In case anyone asks and you're willing to answer honestly.
I know every crack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway.
You're listening to the George Hale, Rick Tyler Show.
Where hustle's the name of the game. And nice guys get washed away like the snow and the rain. There's been a load of compromising on the road to my horizon. But I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me. Like a rhinestone cowboy riding out on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo. Like a rhinestone cowboy getting cards and letters from people I don't even know. And offers coming over.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.